From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. At least 15 Palestinians were killed and hundreds injured by Israeli security forces confronting one of the largest Palestinian demonstrations in recent years along the Israel-Gaza border. Palestinian ambassador to the United States Nations, Riyad Mansour.
These peaceful demonstrators posed no threats whatsoever to Israel or its heavily armed soldiers. Yet, its trigger-happy soldiers used live ammunition, tear gas, and rubber bullets to shoot indiscriminately.
Israel says the militants were trying to carry out attacks under the cover of mass protests. The vote counting is underway in Sierra Leone after Saturday's election to choose their new president in a runoff vote. Amos Sawyer, an election monitor with ECOWAS, says the counting has been open and transparent.
The counting was open and transparent, and we are just impressed from what we have seen at this polling station, and we are hoping that this will be a pattern across the country.
The current president, Ernest Karoma, is stepping down this year after serving 2 5-year terms. A massive fire has broken out at a World Food Program facility in Yemen. Yemen's official news agency reported the fire on Saturday, quoting a Yemeni official as saying the fire caused severe damage to humanitarian aid held at the outpost. The cause of the fire is unclear. An official told the French news agency the fire engulfed 4 warehouses and destroyed an estimated 50 tons of food. From Washington, this is VOA News.